this guy is a nice leather-bound and black, burgundy, purple, pink, 66 books of the Bible. Somewhere between that and all of these ideas out there, erroneous ideas of the canon, somewhere in between lies the truth. So let's see if we can get at it. First thing we've got to establish off the bat is, what do we mean by canon? Now, as Protestants, we think a little differently about this issue than is thought of in the Roman Catholic Church. In Roman Catholicism, the idea of the church's role in the process of canon is understood as the church establishing what is in fact the canon. And as Protestants, we substitute a word for establishing. The word that we prefer to explain this process is the word recognize. That the process of canonization is the process of the church recognizing what books are indeed in and what books are out. Now, that is a world of difference between the term recognize and the term establish, isn't it? It's not just a semantic difference. It is, in fact, a substantive difference. Well, let's look at this process of recognition. I told you it's somewhere in between the Bible plopping out of the sky in 90 AD and church councils in the 4th century. So let's get a handle on it. First, we have to look, and we'll separate out the Old Testament, the 39 books of the Old Testament, from the 27 books of the New. The Old Testament, if we start, and where we really need to start here is Scripture itself. And one of the things we see is Scripture's own self-reflection on it as canon. We see this in Joshua. Right there at the onset of the historical books, there is the reference to the book of the law. And not just some vague, opaque reference. This is to be...